Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment of Chametz on Pesach. Just following up from what we discussed yesterday, the same way that there's a concept of burning the chametz, because we learn it from Nosar, or at least we want to satisfy the position that we learn it from Nosar, the leftovers of a korban, which is burnt, that's actually part of the idea of specifically burning the chametz Erev Pesach morning. Let's say a person wants to do bedikas chametz and burn it bedika night. Why don't you see people doing that? So there are different explanations, but one of the reasons is because Nosar is burnt in the morning. That's the concept. When you have Nosar is burnt in the daytime, not at night. And therefore, if the whole idea of burning is we're kind of taking a page from the book of Nosar, it would follow that the chametz should be disposed of during the daytime. If a person is nervous that their chametz, something's going to happen to the chametz between the time that they check it and the burning the next morning, and they want to dispose of the chametz at night, technically speaking, it is acceptable to dispose of the chametz the night before Pesach, but the standard practice is to dispose of it in the morning. Okay, next point. What happens if a person finds chametz on Pesach? So the Gemara says an interesting thing. We said that there's a mitzvah, there's a commandment to destroy the chametz Erev Pesach. So let's say I find chametz on Pesach. So the Gemara says, well, if it's Chol HaMoed, so destroy it on Chol HaMoed. We know that we're allowed for if it's a venita of the moment, generally speaking, we're allowed to do melachos on Chol HaMoed, so burn it. Burn it on Chol HaMoed. What if it's Yom Tov itself? If it's Yom Tov itself, chametz is muksa. You're not allowed to move it because your bag of cookies has no purpose on the first day of Pesach. So therefore, you're not allowed to move it. So you can't burn it for multiple reasons. I mean, you can't take it outside. You might not be able to light a fire anyway for it. So what you're supposed to do if you find it on Pesach is you're supposed to just cover it. Not move it anywhere, but just cover it with a sheet or something, a piece of paper, whatever it is, so that you don't come to eat from it. Now, there's a very interesting question in general, and this is a modern-day question among halachic authorities. So the vast majority of us sell chametz before Pesach. So what we're doing is we say to whatever non-Jew our local rabbi has recruited, we're selling them all the chametz in our homes. And in any standard mechiras chametz agreement, there's some kind of catch-all language, like any even chametz that the owners don't know about right now, the owners forgot about, that should also be included in the sale. So this is a really interesting question. So here I am. I find chametz in my house on Pesach, let's say. So is it my chametz? Or was this chametz included in the sale to the non-Jew? In which case, I shouldn't burn the chametz because it's really the non-Jew's chametz. So if it's chametz that was around my house and I hadn't noticed it, and you know, maybe I'd forgotten that it was included in the sale, that's obviously, you know, part of the non-Jew's chametz. Let's say I didn't even realize it existed. Let's say it was a long lost thing in my house. That you could probably also argue is still the non-Jew's chametz. Though you could imagine that it's not included in the sale because you didn't know about it. If the non-Jew would have showed up in your house, you wouldn't have even known to tell him that he could take that chametz. But let's go one step further. Let's say it's chametz that comes to my house on Pesach. A very common scenario. A cereal, you know, you have these cereal gifts from newspapers and things of that sort. So I don't know. It's hard to imagine any time where that actually comes other than Pesach itself. And you know, when it comes up Pesach, it's always some wheat-based cereal. It's not like cornflakes or something. I mean, it's like a real, real chametz cereal. So can I say that's included in the sale to the non-Jew? I didn't even own that chametz before Pesach. So by all of this, it's really a dispute among the poskim. So there are halachic authorities that say, listen, all of that catch-all language, it's far from ideal. If you find chametz on Pesach, and certainly if chametz comes to your house on Pesach, that's not the non-Jew's chametz. So if you find chametz on Pesach, you should dispose of it if it's Chol HaMoed. And if chametz comes to your house, presumably you should have in mind not to acquire it. And it's not yours. There are poskim that say, what do you mean? That's included in the sale. And if you find chametz in your house on Pesach, that's included in the sale. And even if chametz comes to your house on Pesach, that's included in the sale. And according to those opinions, you would never need to dispose of such chametz on Pesach. You would just pick it up. I mean, not on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, it's muksa. But on Chol HaMoed, you would pick it up, put it with the rest of the chametz belonging to the non-Jew, and that's it. Different opinions. Rabbi Einar Zichron Levracha was normally of the latter opinion, that certainly if a person wanted to, they could rely on the sale. If a person wanted to be strict, that would also be reasonable, but he certainly gave it as an option that people could rely on the sale and just take the chametz and put it in with the other chametz of the non-Jew. But poskim definitely have different opinions about the matter. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.